the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back. John Dinkins along with Coach Alan Bush of the Siegel Stars. It did help in your all's case with the Siegel Oakland area. Right. It's not such a drive if you're practicing it.
That's right, a little closer to home.
Coach, we in the past two or three years, we were talking about everybody with experience and that kind of thing. You had a lot of girls that had played. Blackman, same situation, and Oakland. Went young last year. You have kind of experienced that this year. A lot of seniors that left, and of course Shanice is gone, and that was a tough loss in terms of, you know, ball handling, that kind of thing. So you've kind of gone young too, and you've got some freshmen out there playing a little bit.
Yeah, I think our big thing is just trying to find a little bit of an identity, and you know, what's great about these kids is they work hard. So we're, you know, they play hard, so that's kind of becoming our identity a little bit. But we're still trying to find that. You know, that leadership role as a point guard, you know, when you, like Shanice, for example, for 4 years, you know, she wasn't just a good point guard. She was the leader out there, you know, recognizing changing defense and all that. So we're trying to get that and, you know, just going through some of those growing pains.
When you look at the youth and talk about it, it's a difficult thing to do because a lot of times they play in spurts, don't they? I mean, maybe mentally, maybe it's a physical thing, but last night you lost to Franklin. It was a great game. You really played hard, but you kind of went cold in the third quarter and just couldn't find a basket and some turnovers.
Yeah, I think offensively, you know, defensively we're playing hard. I think we're going to have trouble sometimes matching up with people, but on the defensive end. But our effort's there. But offensively, it's just we're just in a hurry. That's our big thing. You know, kids are catching the ball. They're just wanting to get rid of it too quick. They're not letting action. You know, there'll be a screen, and they're not letting it develop. They want to throw the ball. So we've just got to slow them down. I think that's going to come with time. You know, like I said, we've got two or three kids that have got some varsity experience, and the other four or five that are playing don't have any. So it's just trying to mesh those together and slow down a little bit.
It's kind of a up and down thing with experience and non-experience and trying to mesh them together. Kelsey Nash, lone senior and your post player, it's really important for her to stay on the court and not get in foul trouble. And she had a pretty good game last night, and she's looked much better around the basket. But then again, you've got to get the ball to her, and a lot of times youth will forget that at times.
Yeah, that's an issue. We're just, you know, girls, she's right there on the block wide open, you know. But, yeah, she's come a long way, gotten a lot better offensively, gotten a lot more confident. One of the most coachable kids I believe I've ever been around. If you tell her to do it this way, she's going to do it exactly that way. You know, she's one of those kids you trust. You know she's going to be playing defense. She's going to do her job. She's going to give you effort. But back to what you said, you know, getting to the basketball, that goes back to slowing down and seeing the floor and, you know, not worrying about the pressure so much.
We're going by the game basically last night, but we've 4-2 start. I think 4-2 now. A good start. Played a variety of teams, and I know you want to play a few tougher maybe down the road, and you've got those coming up a little bit too. But you want to try to get them as mentally and physically tough as you possibly can before you get into district play.
Yeah, it's you know, being physical, like you just mentioned, is it's something that's probably going, you know, especially in our league, we have a very physical league. So our kids have, you know, we're going to experience that with some teams out of our league, but a lot of teams are not physical. So we have to make sure we become, you know, we are physical anyway, even though the other team's not physical, to prepare ourselves. But, and mentally, you know, I think that kind of goes back to just slowing down, settling down. You know, the team we played last night, for example, was not a bad basketball team, but they're not as good defensively as what we're going to see, yet we still, you know, making a lot of mistakes against just average defense. So we really got to improve in that area.
The Maddie Franciscan playing one of the wings and did a good job getting in and getting rebounds last night. Maybe a little oversized in some areas, but her hustle and defense. And again, I was well pleased with the defensive effort. And if things aren't going bad, you got to depend on some of that. I mean, and maybe offset some of the other things.
Yeah, and that when I'm going back to what I said about identity, that's kind of how we want to be. Is, you know, I felt like we've always been a pretty good defensive team. Last night's the most points we've given up all year, and so, you know, our effort was there last night, but we made a lot of mistakes that we don't normally make. Played a lot more zone than we normally do, and picked up some early fouls and had to change some things, but. We've got to mature defensively, you know, mentally. And like I said, the great thing is our effort is there. So it's like we told them last night, so girls, you know, the effort's there. Everything else is going to improve. We're not going to complain and be upset as long as you keep giving us the effort.
Is this maybe the quickest team you've had? It's pretty fast.
Probably
pretty quick.
Yeah, probably top to bottom. You know, obviously when Kaysen was here, obviously she was really quick. But as far as amount of quickness, yes, we're definitely quicker. I think it helps us defend a little bit better, helps us get down the floor a little bit better, move laterally a little bit better. So it definitely is a quicker team.
The freshman, Avant, Lawson, I'm going to leave somebody off. So they played well at times last night, and I know you want to get them some minutes, but you've got some other girls, too, that are sophomores and that you want to try to get in as much time. This is the time of year that you do that, isn't it? I mean, you just use all kinds of combinations.
I remember last year we early on we played, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 people. And you, like you said, you kind of find out by the time district rolls around, it kind of dwindled down to about 7 or 8. And so we find out now who can we trust to take care of the basketball, who's going to always defend and give you effort. Right now we're playing about 8 people, and all of them's giving pretty good effort. And, you know, we may continue to play 8 people the rest of the year, may play more, I don't know. But you got to throw them into the fire now and get them ready.
And fans sometimes don't understand why you do this or do that during this time of year, but you do it to find out yourself what in a game situation, because you can't do that in practice.
Yeah, and, you know, summer camp helps you a little bit with that. You find out a little bit, but it's still different during the season. You know, I think kids just feel a little bit more pressure. There's more people in the gym watching them. So a lot of times, even though they may be a little bit more comfortable, look a little more confident during the summer when the fall rolls around, you know, teams are playing better defense, so there's more pressure on them. So that's when they, you know, you really find out something about them.
Alan, we'll talk a little bit about the district. Of course, it's tough year in, year out, and girls basketball. You've been there, and you've been in the upper echelon, and but everybody's kind of got some questions, maybe with the preps of Riverdale. People have lost a lot of the teams have lost some from graduation, and it's been a little change for, I guess, more than just you.
Yeah, I mean, it, definitely. I know a lot of teams have lost some players. It'll be interesting, but I think it'll be pretty competitive. It's hard to tell right now, you know, where your own team's going to fit in, how everybody's going to relate. A lot of it has to do with matchups. You know, how you match up with certain teams, but it ought to be really competitive.
I think what Smyrna's improved, and just about down the line, I guess.
Yeah.
And you just kind of have to feel your way out right now and see what happens. This week you have, let me see, now I had it marked, and now Ravenwood?
Antioch,
okay.
And then Ravenwood Friday, so Friday.
And so another couple of games to get under your belt, and tell me a little bit about your Christmas schedule, what you're going to have coming up, okay?
Before Christmas, we go to St. Petersburg, Florida, which I think that's what we're really looking forward to. I'm playing a tournament there in St. Petersburg, and then after Christmas, we're at Beach High School for a tournament.
Well, the trip to Florida, is that kind of a team-building kind of thing, too,
yeah,
as well?
Yeah,
I mean, it really helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, we'll go to a couple of parks while we're down there, and just, you know, we're going to be down there for a whole week. So we got time to, you know, we're down there to win basketball games, but, you know, we're going to have some time to, like you said, bond a little bit and do some fun things together. So that'll be a good time.
And then in January it starts for real, doesn't it?
Yeah,
with Smyrna.
It kicks off, yeah.
That should be fun. Coach Bush, we appreciate you being here. You taking your wife to Florida? Is she going to? Or just...
Hey, I think I'm going to let her go.
Oh, okay, well, all right. She. I guess she deserves that, I guess. I don't know. But good luck to you this week, and we'll see you down the line in a couple of weeks.
I appreciate it, John. Appreciate everything you guys do.
All right. Alan Bush, head coach of the Siegel Stars. Very promising start and some good-looking talent on his ball club. The Lady Stars will be in action this week as well.